And so on the schedule, Bhagavad Gita class. So that's what this is. It's Bhagavad Gita class. Bhagavad Gita discussing chapter 12. To discuss chapter 12, I'm going to do a little quick review of what leads up to chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita. In the PowerPoint, it's a prelude from chapter 11, but I'm going to go back to chapter 9. Chapter 9 is the most confidential knowledge, Paramabhuya. And Krishna concludes the chapter. What's the final verse of chapter 9, Bhagavad Gita? What is it? Say it louder. Something like that. Manmana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru. So Krishna's teaching these four things. Always think of me. Become my devotee. Guess what this chapter is? He's explaining how you become his devotee. And part of being a devotee is that you fix your mind on Krishna. And mad yaji, this beginning of this chapter 12 is which type of worship Krishna recommends the most. Arjuna asks, which do you recommend the most, which type of worship? And what's the other one? Mam namaskuru, offer obeisances unto Krishna. That's the conclusion of chapter 9. So chapter 10, it's a very important chapter, but the largest part of the chapter is Krishna's giving Arjuna ways by which he can always remember him. Right? The vibhutis, the opulences of Krishna, vibhuti yoga, ways by which Arjuna can always remember him. And remember him not only in his devotees, but understand he's the very source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante ma punha bhava samanita. So the chakra shloki verses are in that chapter 10. So Krishna's reinforcing the ways in which, some of the ways in which one can remember him. By things that you can see of this world that are very, very opulent and splendorous. But my dear Arjuna, what is the use of all of this knowledge?